to get started. Welcome, everybody, to our April 13th LAFCO meeting, and we're going to get our meeting underway with a call to order and a roll call. So, Amanda, if you could start with a roll call, please.
Commissioner Maxig.
Here.
Commissioner Robertson.
Here.
Commissioner Santoyo.
Here.
Commissioner Yep.
Here.
Chair Brandao.
Here. And then I'm going to ask Commissioner Yep to lead us in a flag salute. So if you'd all stand, please.
Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. And I'm going to announce right now, before too much further, we're going to make some scheduling changes for today's agenda. One of the first things is, as soon as we get through potential conflicts of interest, that's going to happen in just a minute, then we're going to adjourn to closed session. It won't take too much time, but we're going to have to deal with closed session more towards the beginning of this meeting. Then we'll come back and we'll move our way through the calendar, but the agenda. But we're going to move item number six, and I know many of you are here for item number six. We're going to move that towards the end of the meeting. Those of you here that were here last time know that a couple of us had to recuse ourselves from that vote. So we're going to move that towards the end so that work can get done at the end. And while we have the full body here, we're going to work through these other items and then come up to item number six at the end. And so with that, we're going to move to number three, which is comments from the public. And this is time given to any person that wishes to address the commission on a subject that's not on today's agenda. We don't usually get these, but we always offer it. If you're here for a reason that's not on today's agenda, you could come to the microphone right now and let us know whatever message you'd like to give us. All right, I don't see anybody. So now we'll go on to item number four, potential conflicts of interest. And do any of my colleagues have any conflicts today? Supervisor Max.
So again, just like last week, item six, I have some potential conflicts. Some of the affected property owners, I have worked with and received campaign contributions from.
And the same applies for me. So item number six, Supervisor Maxig and myself will have to be out of that conversation. Any other?
Yes. On item 5A, which is the minutes of the previous meeting. Number four, under potential conflicts of interest, I stated that David Fike represented me for my business, Valley Food Supercenter in Kerman, when we were in the process of being evicted. It had nothing to do with the city of Kerman. So that's all it is, just a clarification as to who he represented and what entity he represented.
Yeah, it's not, you're right. Not declaring a conflict.
I'm not
you're
declaring a conflict,
putting
but,
it on the record.
But I'm clarifying what that conflict was, and then it was not written correctly on the minutes.
Oh, all right. Cool. Thank you, Gary. Any other potential conflicts of interest? No? All right, then we are going to move on to adjourning. Well, we're going to suspend the meeting and we're going to go into closed section.
We have to do a vote on the consent calendar, don't we?
Oh, yeah. You know, we have to do a vote on what?
The 5A.
Yeah, consent agenda.
Are you going to hear the consent calendar before or after the closed session?
After.
Okay. Then we'll wait.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to dismiss into closed session. We should be back in not too long. Thank you.